friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know, as always, your English will improve today. So here's a question. How many of you enjoy watching movies? Yep, that's what I thought. All of you do. Well, today we are continuing our lesson called Summer Movies. There are some exciting movies that will be coming out this summer. So do you remember what movies we talked about yesterday? Uh-huh, that's right, you were paying attention. We talked about the Angry Birds movie, and of course we talked about the X-Men movie. Well, we have more movies to discuss today. How many of you enjoyed Finding Nemo? If you did, you'll probably enjoy the movie Finding Dory. The next movie is The Legend of Tarzan. That's kind of a exciting movie, I think. And of course, we have the BFG. Okay, friends, make sure you have your magazines because we're going to have so much fun talking about movies. Let's go.
Summer Movies. Nemo, the cute little clownfish that got lost in the animated hit Finding Nemo, is back. But this time, he's not finding his way home. He's helping Dory find her family. In this summer's Finding Dory, Nemo and his father travel with Dory. Along the way, they meet many interesting sea creatures. The classic story of a man raised by apes returns this summer. The Legend of Tarzan is the latest version of the story. Audiences first saw the tale in a silent film in 1918.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 creature 这个名词 CRE 这个字根有制作或生长的意思，所以 creature 是指人、生物或者是动物。例如 This seemingly barren area is actually full of many interesting creatures. 这个貌似荒凉的地区其实充满了许多有趣的生物。和它相关的另外一个名词是 creation, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N。Creature 指的是有生命的生物，而 creation 则是指所有被创造出来的东西。例如 ,The artist's creations were discussed at length. 这位艺术家的作品被详尽的讨论。接着我们看的是 version 这个名词 ,vers 这个字根有改变的意思。所以 version 是指变化形式、变体或者是版本。例如 ,there's another version of the movie for those under 18. 这部电影有18岁以下观众观赏的版本。或者是 ,the English version of the novel will be published next year. 这本小说的英文版会在明年出版。Version 也指说法或说明。例如 ,the official version of the incident isn't very convincing. 这个事件的官方说法不太有说服力。
So, Gabe, are you eating some popcorn over there?
Yes, I am, Rebecca.
Great. Well, I have a little quiz for you. Do you remember what kind of fish Nemo was?
Rebecca, if you didn't steal my notes, then I would know what kind of fish Nemo was.
So you don't know? Just say you don't know.
I don't know.
Excellent. Well,
she was a cute fish.
Yeah, yeah. If you give me a piece of popcorn, I will tell you the answer.
Have some popcorn.
Thank you.
What kind of fish was Nemo?
Okay, here you go. Nemo was a clownfish.
Clownfish. Got it. Clownfish.
Yeah. Okay, well, Nemo was a clownfish. That cute little clownfish that got lost in Finding Nemo. Well, guess what? This movie is back.
Nemo is back?
Yeah, Nemo is back.
Nemo is back. And this movie looks really cute. Finding Dory. Now, we learned something about Finding Dory here. We find something about Nemo here, actually. This time, he's not finding his way home. And before we continue with that thought, let's talk about that phrase, to find someone's way somewhere. This is a great phrase to know, and it means you're trying to find your way, okay? So you don't know the way, so you're trying ways that you can find your way.
I've got a good example. Yes, you're absolutely right. I think that I'm going to use this map to try to find my way to the golf course.
Good.
Trying to find your way to the golf course.
Okay, it's really difficult finding your way to that small restaurant in the crowded night market. Okay, there are different ways to use that phrase, but right now it's time for us to join Steve and Ken as they talk about home as an adverb in the info cloud. Get some popcorn. Let's go there now.
As an English teacher, I often hear the following mistakes. I go to home. I returned to home. I left from home. Well, what's wrong with these sentences? Well, they don't need the preposition.
So leave out the to, from, at, in, etc. before the word home when home is used as an adverb.
But wait, isn't home a house? I know a house is a noun.
You are absolutely right. Home can be a noun, but it can also be an adverb. If I say, I want to buy a home, then home is a noun. But if I say, the man went home, home in this case is an adverb of place.
Adverbs of place tell us where an action happens. For example, I jumped up. The wind blows east. Up and east tell us where I jumped and where the wind blows.
So we can think of these adverbs as directions. When I say the man went home, I'm saying the man went in the direction of his home.
So why can't we say I went to home? Well, this sentence uses a preposition to. So it indicates that home is a noun. But just like houses, homes are countable. Before a countable singular noun, you need either an article, a or the, or another determiner like my, his, or that. We cannot say I went to home for the same reason we can't say I went to house. But we can say I went to his house, or I went to his home.
如果你想要表达我在家，到底该说 I am home 还是 I am at home？ 其实两种讲法都可以。当我们说 I am at home 的时候，就是把家当名词用，因此前面要放介系词 at。而当我们说 I am home， 就是把家当副词用 ，home 在这里是一个地点副词，意思是在家。既然 home 已经代表在家，当然就不用再加 at。Home 当地点副词也有往家的方向的意思，所以回家才会直接说 go home， 千万不要讲 go to home。另一个表达地点的副词是 upstairs 跟 downstairs， 比如说 my parents live upstairs， 或是 are you going downstairs， 这些地方都不能够加 on 或 to 这些介系词。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. So yes, in this movie, Finding Dory, Nemo is actually not trying to find his way home, but we read he's helping Dory find her family. So we see Nemo and his father travel with Dory. Along the way, they meet many interesting sea creatures. Let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, along the way. This just means that something happens during the time that you are doing something or going somewhere. Yes?
I think you're right about that, Rebecca. Let me check my notes and see what I wrote down for this. That popcorn really is good. It's a perfect movie snack.
Hey, can I have some popcorn?
All right, here, go ahead.
Thank you.
Along the way, friends. So, for example, I went to the night market, and along the way, I ran into my friend. I didn't expect to see my friend, So that's when you can use the phrase along the way. Maybe you didn't expect to do something while you're on the way somewhere else.
Oh, I've got an excellent example.
Okay.
On my way home from work, I was really excited because I saw a friend like halfway home.
But halfway. Then,
yeah, halfway home. And then along the way, when I saw my friend, I stopped and I picked some flowers.
Oh, okay. So maybe you saw some flowers and so along the way you stopped to pick some flowers.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. All right. So think of another way to use that phrase, friends. So along the way, they meet many interesting sea creatures. All right. That's what happens in Finding Dory. Now it's time for another movie here. A classic story. The classic story of a man raised by apes returns this summer. And what story is that, Rebecca?
The Legend of Tarzan. And this is the latest version of the story. Is that what you were thinking of?
Well, yes, there have been many versions of this story of Tarzan, right?
Yeah.
And we read here, audiences first saw the tale in a silent film.
In 1918.
Yes, in 1918.
Now, Gabe, why were you making those weird sounds with, not weird sounds, weird facial expressions without any sound?
Because that's what happens in a silent film, right?
Ah.
Back when movies first came out, there was no sound. They were called silent films. Perhaps you have seen some. A classic example of a silent film character is Charlie Chaplin, in Chinese, Zuo Bielin. Of course, his films were silent films.
Well, friends, we have more to talk about, so make sure you stay tuned. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about summer movies. And right now, we are going to watch a silent film. Are you ready? I've got my channel changer. Let's turn the TV on and see what's playing. Boing. Huh. Yeah, that one's interesting. Let's see what else is on TV. Bing. No, this isn't going to work. Let's change the channel. Ding. Eating ice cream? Oh, one more channel. Oh, there's nothing good playing. Okay, I'm turning the TV off. Boing. Okay, friends, that is a silent film. Well, let's continue learning about other summer movies. Ouch.
Summer movies. In this latest film, Tarzan is enjoying life in London. But he is called back to his jungle home to check into the activities at a mining camp. Giants walk at night in the BFG. One moonlit night, a little orphan named Sophie sees the big friendly giant from her window. He takes her home with him. The giant looks scary, but he is kind-hearted. He refuses to eat human beings, as other giants do.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 jungle这个名词。 Jungle 在这里是指热带丛林, 例如 over 40% of this area is covered by dense jungle. 这个区域超过 40%的地方都被稠密的丛林所覆盖, 或者是 the Amazon River passes through the South American jungle, 亚马逊河流经南美洲的丛林, jungle也指弱肉强食的世界, 例如 Wall Street is the jungle where few succeed, 华尔街是个弱肉强食的世界, 只有少数人可以成功。 最后我们看的是 orphan这个名词, orphan是指孤儿, 例如 This little girl's parents died in an accident when she was a baby, making her an orphan. 这个小女孩还是婴儿的时候父母亲就因意外去世, 让她成为了孤儿。 或者是 Because of the war, This country now has thousands and thousands of orphans. 由于这场战争，这个国家现在有了成千上万的孤儿。如果是孤儿院的话，叫做 orphanage, O-R-P-H-A-N-A-G-E。例如 ,the orphanage is run by the state government. 这所孤儿院是由州政府在管理的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we see in this latest film, Tarzan is enjoying life in London, but he is called back to his jungle home to check into the activities at a mining camp. And Gabe, I just brought up a great word to check into something. What exactly does this mean?
That is three great words. To check into. Well, this could mean different things, but here in our lesson, it means to examine something to know what its condition is. So he's not sure what's going on with that mining camp, so he's going to check into it. And I'm sure he's going to find some problems there. This phrase kind of reminds me of the phrase to check on something. That means you want to know if someone or something is safe. Please check on the kids for a few minutes. See what's going on with them. So to check into, to check on something.
Very well said. Okay, well, I'm excited about talking about the BFG. Giants walk at night in this movie.And we read, one moonlit night, a little orphan named Sophie sees the big, friendly giant from her window. He takes her home with him. Now let's go ahead and talk about that phrase, to take something home with you. This just means that you bring something back to your house. So let's say, for example, I was at my friend's house and we made some cookies and I brought some of those cookies. I took some of those cookies home with me.
Very nice. I usually think about pets when I think about this phrase. Yeah, so for example, you might see a cute little kitten or puppy who has no owner. What do you want to do? You want to take care of that kitten or puppy. And so you take the kitten home with you and care for it yourself.Well, friends, we read on about this giant. The giant looks scary, but he is kind-hearted. And that just reminds me, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, that's an excellent phrase.
I know.
That's right. So this just means that a book cover, it might look a certain way, but the contents, the story, might be much better than it looks on the outside.
Yeah, or maybe someone looks really mean on the outside.But actually, when you talk to them, they're really nice people. You could say, you can't tell a book by its cover, or you can't judge a book by its cover. Well, right now it's time for an SC challenge.
Yes! Well, it's time for the SC challenge, and we have two excited players today. What is your name?
Jason.
Jason. And over here we have...
Albert, nice to meet you again.
Great. Hey, Albert, are you excited?
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, great. What about you, Jason? Are you excited?
I can't wait.
And who's going to win today?
Me.
Of course. It's me. Come on.
Oh, well, I guess we will see. Anyway, the words for today are creatures, audience, jungle, and...Orphan. And of course, you know the drill. Make sure you raise your hand if you know the correct answer, starting with question one. If you go to Africa, you may see some interesting blank, like elephants and lions. Oh, is that your hand?
Yes, it's creatures.
Creatures. Yeah. If you go to Africa, you may see some interesting creatures like elephants and lions. Excellent. Do you like lions and elephants?
I like lions. Hi.
Oh, okay. He likes lions. Okay, great. Well, question number two. This could be your point, Jason.
Okay.
After her parents died, 5-year-old Betty became... Yes.
Orphan.
Orphan. Let's see. After her parents died, 5-year-old Betty became an orphan. Excellent job. So, Albert, you have 1 point. Jason, you have 1 point. Who's going to win?Question three. Sally always gets nervous playing piano when there is an blank. Yes, Albert.
No, it's audience.
Oh, let's see. Audience. Sally always gets nervous playing the piano when there is an audience. Excellent job. High five. So, do you get nervous too, Jason?
No, I want to win.
Oh, well, this time round, Albert actually won. But hey, Jason, maybe you'll win next time. Thank you so much for playing today. And friends, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next time. Good job.
Hey, why don't we watch the Nemo movie?
Finding Nemo? From the year 2013? Is that still playing?
No, it's back. But this is the sequel.
What? Don't tell me that Nemo is lost again.
No, actually, Nemo and his father travel with Dory to help her find her family.
Now, I want to see Angry Birds. Hey! What is that? The Legend of Tarzan?
Oh, it's the story of Tarzan. It's a classic.
A man raised by apes?
Yes. Tarzan came out as a silent film in 1918.
But this film has sound, right?
Yes, of course. It is about Tarzan enjoying life in London, but he is called back to his jungle home to check out the activities of a mining camp.
Oh. Well, it seems like there are a lot of sequels.
Yeah, it does. How about BFG? It's not a sequel.
BFG?
The Big Friendly Giant?
Is it a horror movie?
No, it's about on a moonlit night, a little orphan sees the Big Friendly Giant.
Is it a horror monster movie?
No, he takes her home with him, and...
A kidnapping horror monster movie, right?
Let me finish. No, the giant is a kind-hearted giant. He just looks scary.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
It is based on the book by Roald Dahl.
Oh, he is a children's author. I love his books. Let's go see that one.
Okay, yeah, okay.
After that, we can see Angry Birds.
You're making me angry. No.
This is terrible. I'm almost out of popcorn, which means that I have to go get some new popcorn for our next lesson about...
Gabe. Okay, friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.